The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Yeah, it's interesting. I feel closer to you guys than I usually do. You know, I just kind of sit here in a room, you know, talking to myself, staring at the soundproofing, and sometimes I don't realize you guys are out there listening or you're there for support. But from about 2 a.m. to 5:55 a.m., while I was having diarrhea, I don't know what the heck caused it, you were there for me on Twitter and Facebook to entertain me while I was sitting in the bathroom. I know what it was. Remember I told you guys that, you know, if I drop food on the studio floor, the 5-second rule doesn't really count because of what's on the studio floor? Well, I lied to you guys. I cheated once and I picked up a piece of food that I dropped on there once and I ate it. And my guess is now I must have, I don't know, diphtheria or Clostridium difficile or E. coli or something from something that must have been on the bottom of my shoe or, I don't know, even the bottom of the chair wheels. Somebody needs to swab your chair wheels and see what's on that, because most likely whatever's on the bottom of your chair wheels, because I got one of those rolly chairs, is probably on the food that you're eating. So, thank you guys. You made the whole gastrointestinal drama I had, very, palatable, if that's a proper word. And, I appreciate it. I really do. You guys are really, really there for me. Honestly. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, brushing your teeth, we are finding, can ward off cancer. Now, some of you guys are like, yeah, I talked about that before. No, I didn't. I've never talked about that before. I've talked about brushing your teeth could prevent heart disease. I haven't talked about brushing your teeth preventing cancer, and I'm not still 100% sold on what this study is pitching, but it's interesting nonetheless. We're also going to talk about a new stool-based colon cancer test that everybody is praying will get passed through the FDA quick enough so that we don't have to get our colonoscopies anymore. Sorry, guys, we still need colonoscopies, but I got to tell you, these stool-based tests to check for cancer, to me, are definitely the way to go. I mean, in terms of your non-compliant family members, those of you out there who are complete weenies that don't want to get your colonoscopies, this would then be the way to go. Botox. Botox made headlines yesterday as now the American Academy of Neurology, and there is an Academy of Neurologists. They're actually pretty good looking, by the way. You know, I know you guys think neurologists are kind of the geekiest of all the doctors. They're really not. They're kind of sexy, you know, because they just know how to strike a chord. You know, they're pretty sexy, let me tell you that. But anyway, these guys now have come together and say, you want to know what? For chronic migraines and a bunch of other neurological conditions, even stroke, you could use Botox. Now, many of us are like, wow, that's cool. I don't. I just now worry about supply of the botulinum toxin. I mean, personally, I'm maybe, I don't know, a couple months away from needing Botox myself. So I just hope we don't run out. Also, there was a boy, unfortunately, who died from huffing deodorant. We're going to talk about how that's dangerous, and unfortunately the grieving family is trying to raise awareness about the dangers of huffing deodorant. Another study has come out. We're going to talk about how being lonely could put you at higher risk for stroke and heart disease. I got to be honest, if it wasn't for Tom, right, at GCN, I could be a goner. I mean, you know, I just feel so alone sometimes, and so thank you, Tom. And but apparently we are, yeah, you see, I mean, do you ever feel lonely?
Do we have to talk about this on the air?
I really have less friends than I used to. I don't know what it is, but you're probably my only friend right now.
Aww. Well, hugs all around.
Hugs, big hugs. Well, stick with me so I don't get a stroke or heart disease. Please.
Well, keep texting me. Keep
I
me
will.
Posted.
I know, texting. It's so warm, isn't it? I mean, what a warm way to express friendship.
We share quite a few hilarious links, though. It's so good, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. I love this mushy moment time I get with you. So anyway, guys, get yourself a Tom, okay, so you don't get heart disease or stroke. We'll talk about that. And then many of you have called, maybe not called, but demanded that I bring somebody on the show that actually knows some medicine. And so we are very honored to have Dr. Jay Shubrook, who's going to be joining us in a few minutes. This guy is amazing. I mean, anything and everything that's going on with diabetes, this guy knows because he is a leading researcher of diabetes. So the buck stops with him. And he's going to be joining us in a few minutes to talk about some of the latest and the greatest. And there's some really, really cool stuff. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An Australian family is trying to raise awareness for huffing deodorant when their 14-year-old boy who had been huffing spray deodorant died. They're right now raising money for his funeral. Remember, somebody died last year of the same thing. According to the National Institutes of Health, individuals use inhalants by sniffing or snorting fumes from containers, spraying aerosols directly into the nose or mouth, or inhaling fumes from a bag, huffing from an inhalant-soaked rag stuffed in the mouth, or inhaling nitrous oxide from balloons. Apparently, people do this to feel high. I remember doing the helium thing with the balloons to make my voice go, hi, how are you? Hi, mommy. You know, she'd be like yelling at me going, don't breathe that stuff in. The NIH estimates right now that among American teenagers in 2015, get this, nearly 5% of eighth graders, my kid is going into eighth grade next year, 5% of them are inhaling to get high. 3% of 10th graders and 2% of 12th graders. So isn't that fascinating? The younger the kid, the more risk for them. And deodorant stinks. This spray on, are you kidding me? So I guess, you know, many of these kids think, look, you know, you can't get alcohol. It's hard to get marijuana. It's difficult to get illicit drugs. But I could go to Walmart or Target and get some spray on deodorant. So they don't realize it could cause serious brain damage, choking, seizures, suffocation, asphyxiation, and unfortunately cardiac arrest like what happened to this young boy. All right, watch your kids, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to welcome Dr. Jay Shubrook in just a minute.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but a few months ago, I read about myths and misconceptions about diabetes. And we are very honored to actually have the author of that article, all right, and a guru of diabetes. He comes from the Toro University in California. Dr. Jay Shubrook is a leading researcher in diabetes, and I got to tell you, there is some really, really cool stuff that he is researching. So I'm very honored to have Dr. Shubrook on with us. I'm working with our dials right now. Hi, Dr. Shubrook. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for the kind introduction.
No, pretty fascinating. I mean, it was fascinating what you came up with the myths and misconceptions. Like a lot of people think, you know, if you eat too much sugar, you're going to get diabetes, and that was very helpful. But before we talk about that, you know, tell us some of the work you're doing over there at Toro in California.
Okay, yeah, we got a couple of things going on right now. So one of the studies we're just starting is a study looking at the use of fingerprints and the asymmetry in fingerprints as an ability to predict type 2 diabetes. We know that type 2 diabetes is largely genetic, And many people who are at risk don't know they have it. And so we're trying to find a better way to screen people earlier. And the fingerprint may be a part of that.
That is incredible. You need to use me as a test subject because everyone in my family has diabetes, and I don't have diabetes yet. And I got to tell you, my thumb is huge. So, I mean, you could fill up a whole journal with my thumb fingerprints. Can you give us a little hint? Is there a certain type of swirl, or it's a lot more distinct than that?
Yeah, so this was actually originally from work from fish. My partners, Molly Morris and Bjorn Ludwar, and I were working on this and looking at the asymmetry in fish fins, which is Molly Morris's work. And what we found is that certain fingers, and it appears to be the ring finger of both hands, the asymmetry between those two fingers in terms of the pattern and the wavelets seem to be what may be predictive of type 2 diabetes. Now, our first test was largely in a Caucasian population, and what we're doing at Toro is now testing it at a very ethnically diverse population to see if it still holds true.
Wow, I think that's fascinating. I mean, you know, it's brilliant because we're trying to find ways to test people that are less expensive, that are less painful, and that are more enticing for people. So a fingerprint test, wow. For those who join us, we're talking to Dr. Jay Schubert from Toro University in California, who's a leading researcher in diabetes. Now, another thing you guys are working on, which is fascinating, is diabetes and driving. Tell us about that.
Sure. So we know that people who have diabetes who drop low, have hypoglycemia, they're at very high risk for driving. We try to prevent that. But we believe that there's actually some risk with being hyperglycemic as well, or having high blood sugar, and that's much, much more common. And so we're actually taking people with type 2 diabetes, we're inducing high blood sugars, so we're actually making them higher than they would be otherwise, and then we're looking at their drivability on the driving simulator. And this is work with Shadi Durigar in the pharmacy school at Toro as well. And we're going to find out. We're going to find out if it affects the driving, affects the safety. And of course, this is meant to protect the person with diabetes as well as the other people on the road.
Exactly. You know, there's so much research. I mean, I understand why. I guess they just built a new research facility because, I mean, when you start looking at the ways to test it and the ways to screen, not to mention all the ramifications that could happen on a daily basis with our actions throughout the day. I could just see thousands and thousands of studies that haven't even been done that you guys could just barely break the surface on. Tell us about the new facility you have over there at Toro.
Yeah, so we're very fortunate to have a translational metabolic research center on Toro University's California's campus. And this is exactly for doing things that have practical implication in the community but are tied to the university. So this is a bridge between Toro University, clinical research, and the community. And we really hope that studies like this and studies that other investigators are doing are going to be meaningful for the community and really improve the health of the community.
Oh, it's exciting. It really is. I'd love your personal opinion. So, you know, we talk on the show all the time about diet and exercise and sometimes being behind the eight ball with genetics. I mean, if my listeners are right now, you know, listening to us and going, okay, I want to prevent diabetes. If it is in the family, what's the best thing I could do? What would be your advice?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. So first of all, 1 in 3 Americans have prediabetes. So that means that right now, 1 in 3 of us are already at high enough risk that we have some abnormalities. So I think first thing is get screened. Anyone above the age of 20 who has any risk factors should probably be screened. That's the first thing. So if you know you have prediabetes, which is the step before, that would be an actionable item. Right. If you have prediabetes, there's very effective programs to reduce your risk. So the National Diabetes Prevention Program, a program we run here at Toro University as well, but it's all over the country, can reduce your risk by 58% if you're below the age of 60 and 71% if you're above the age of 60, and that's with no medication.
Wow.
So there is a lifestyle intervention that can really reduce your risk, and it's really, in many places, free and open to the public, and it's very evidence-based.
Okay. In a little bit, I'm going to want that website or the information on how to find that. Another topic we bring up on the show is trying to maintain our kidney health. And we know diabetes hurts the kidneys, but when I was practicing, I had many patients come back saying their nephrologist wanted me to take them off the metformin and take them off the glucophage, basically. And that was one of my favorite medications for diabetes because it decreased insulin resistance and it didn't cause the low blood sugar drops, the hypoglycemia. What do you recommend for, the public to do if they're being told from one doctor that they need to protect their kidneys, but on the other hand, it seems to be the easiest medicine for them to tolerate?
Yeah, so that's a very timely question. The FDA just came out with new rules about metformin. And so it used to be that we would take people off metformin because we were concerned about the risk of being on the medicine if you had kidney trouble. And those rules just got loosened. So there is a blood test that tests your kidney function, and that really should be done at least yearly with people with diabetes. And as long as that number for kidney function is above 50, taking metformin is no problem.
Good.
If it goes below 50, the dose could be reduced, but it's not until it gets below 30 that you should stop it. So I think we'll see more physicians recommending more patients to stay on metformin because it has many good effects, even beyond the glucose.
Mm-hmm. The other day, it was talking about decreasing cancer in women.
That's right.
It's a phenomenal drug. Another big issue we have on the show that we discuss a lot is the theory that diabetes causes, or Lipitor and the statins, cause patients to develop diabetes. And I've had a little difficulty with that because I've seen many people precede their diabetic diagnosis 10 years prior having high cholesterol. And so, how do we approach the theory of statin medications for cholesterol causing diabetes?
Yeah, so it's a relatively complicated topic because, again, these things run together. Mm-hmm. I think the data to date supports that your glucose can rise a couple points with some of these cholesterol medications, but your benefit in terms of length of life, quality of life, and reduction of heart disease, whether you get diabetes or not, is so much greater reduced on the statins that there is very clear evidence that the benefit far outweighs the risk. And it probably doesn't cause diabetes. It might allow a couple of people to be diagnosed earlier, but the odds are they were going to get diabetes anyway.
Thank you, Dr. Shoebrugger. Are you guys listening? You see, that's what I've been saying, and nobody believes me. See, it has to take an expert like you to come on. I've been saying that this whole time, and nobody believes me. They think I don't know what I'm talking about. So that's wonderful. One final question. When we talk about prediabetes, I tell my patients one sign is high triglycerides, cholesterol creeping up, even in the face of normal blood sugar. Would you agree?
Absolutely. High triglycerides and low HDL or good cholesterol is a hallmark of a risk of insulin resistance.
Okay. See, low HDL, guys. Yeah, you know what? They're going to, when I get done with the interview with you, I'm going to give them a good yelling at because honestly, they don't take me seriously. And Dr. Jay Shoebrugger, you calling us from Touro University, California, has been a definite treat. How do people find out more about all the cool stuff you're doing over there?
So, first off, for the diabetes prevention program, this is a nationally run program, so if you went to the Centers for Disease Control or www.cdc.prediabetes.gov, that should get you to the classes, and you can look up per state and find out where your closest diabetes prevention program is. You could also go to the Touro University of California research website. We have some of our studies posted. The rest will be posted later this month. And then we'll have a running, ongoing project. And we are certainly wanting people near and far to be involved in trials. I think when you do research, you're helping not only yourself, but also people downstream, other people. You're helping to prevent and treat the disease. And this is such a common problem. We all need the help.
Amen to that. Dr. Shoebrugger, an honor. Sorry we're out of time. We'll definitely have you back. Thank you again for all your work, and I'll post that on my Facebook. Thank you so much.
Thank you much. Have a good day.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and we really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I want to talk to you about this article. This is a very, very interesting article talking to us about how brushing your teeth could ward off cancer. And before we get all excited and we start heading to the bathroom and, you know, grabbing the toothpaste, This, it's very, very fascinating what they did here, okay? But it's not that simple. Basically, pancreatic cancer, they're finding, okay, has been linked to two types of bacteria. Now, these two types of bacteria have been known to cause gum disease. I'm having some major computer issues. See, I guess the computer was just so fascinated by the last interview that now what I wanted, it's thinking what I want to talk about are fluff pieces. And this is not a fluff piece. This is very, very important. Okay, so the names of the two bacteria, you guys better write this down because I'm going to quiz you later on this. This is extremely important. I'm not stalling because my computer's acting up. It's P. gingivalis. That's a bug where people with this P. gingivalis in their mouth had a 59% greater chance of developing pancreatic cancer than those who did not. And then A. actinomycetum comitans. I think they misspelled that. Actinomycetum comitans. That does not even sound correct to me. But that's another bacteria that, get this, had a 119% increased risk of pancreatic cancer. So what they did is they found people that had this bacteria in their mouth appeared to have higher risk of pancreatic cancer. Hence, if you brush your teeth or brush it out of your mouth, maybe you won't get pancreatic cancer. So like I said, we got to really, 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 really take this one with a grain of salt. So here we go. The team of researchers in the U.S. discovered that people with these two bugs in their mouth were also up to twice as likely to develop pancreatic cancer over the next 10 years. The experts presented their results at the American Association for Cancer Research meeting in New Orleans and said that their findings offer an accessible way to prevent the disease. Also, could give doctors a cheap and easy way to screen for the disease. Now, listen, this is where I think there could be a lot of benefit with this, okay? You have people coming in, and you swab their microbiome, okay? I mean, you know, in their bowel or in their mouth or in their, and then you look at the bacteria they carry. And if you are genetically predisposed or environmentally predisposed, and bacteria that colonate in your mouth can signify that you are in that group of people, now you're going to be the one that they're going to screen closer for pancreatic cancer. I mean, that's brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. My only fault with where the media is taking the study is if you brush your teeth, you're not going to get the cancer. I sincerely doubt that because if the bacteria is floating around the mouth, there may be a good chance that it's floating deeper into your GI tract and, you know, a teeth brushing isn't going to get rid of that. I'm kind of looking at it as the bacteria itself isn't causing it. It's the fact that this bacteria likes your mouth puts you more at risk. Now, pancreatic cancer is one of the most deadly. They say only 3% of pancreatic cancer patients survive for 5 years compared to 87% for breast cancer and 98% for testicular cancer. So very few symptoms in the early stages. It mimics a lot of other diseases. So many people that have pancreatic cancer, they will years before be reaching for the antacids or they'll have some back pain. And you're like, wait a second here. Okay, we all have back pain. We all seem to get GI upset. And, you know, you could go crazy, you know, thinking that now you have pancreatic cancer. So, I'm not saying if you have GI upset or back pain, you have pancreatic cancer. But many of us that have that, we just, you know, blow it off because, yeah, we get back pain every now and then. We, you know, burp, we have reflux. And unfortunately, you start to lose weight, become jaundiced where your skin turns yellow, have even more difficulty taking in food. And then we run some tests to examine your abdominal pain and we're like, whoa, you have pancreatic cancer. Which is why any of you with chronic heartburn or chronic GI issues, please, for the love of the Lord, get yourself evaluated. Do not mess around. And any of you with chronic back pain, again, don't mess around. So in this particular study, the researchers from New York University tracked 732 people for over a decade, half of whom went on to develop pancreatic cancer, half remained well. The scientists had taken oral samples at the beginning of the project, found that two forms of bacteria were directly linked to this pancreatic cancer risk. Now, by the way, both of those bacteria that we talked about, P. gingivitis and A. actinomycete comitans, which I think is misspelled here. I apologize. In the article, looks like it's misspelled. Both of these cause periodontitis, a form of gum disease. So what I recommend we do is brush your teeth anyway, okay? Make sure you're regularly seeing the doctor, because we don't know if periodontal disease, gum disease, or bacteria that's brewing in the mouth cause harm. You know, they haven't studied. Well, what they need to study and make known to us is you have a group of people that have never brushed their teeth. Then you have a group of people that do brush their teeth. Then you look at those groups to see who had more cancer. And again, I mean, I know it's not 100%, you know, but it's a way to study this, all right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we're talking about these microbiomes, you know, where you have a community of bacteria living in your body. Well, we talked about this a while back. There are microbial citizens in certain cities, and every city has its own character. You know how some people they you know, they can't wait to get home, or they feel better when they're back home, or they just seem to get sick when they travel and they blame it on everything else? And maybe it's because every city has a distinct microbiome. Researchers analyzed these microbes collected over a year from three offices in each of three places, one in Flagstaff, Arizona, one in San Diego, and one in Toronto. Microbes are, you know, they can be bacteria, viruses, fungi, and they're little microbes. You know, they're too small to see with a microscope, but they're little baby things. The Flagstaff offices had richer microbial communities than those in San Diego or Toronto. San Diego and Toronto, believe it or not, were more similar. But they don't know. They don't know why it was different. They think that maybe it's human skin. And human skin is a major source of office microbes, and that office floors have more microbes than walls or ceilings because of materials carried in a worker's shoes, etc. And so they say within each city, the offices we studied offered or differed from each other in terms of size, excuse me, usage patterns, ventilation systems, suggesting that geography is more important than any of these features in driving the bacterial community composition of the offices within the ranges that we study. And you see, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So my guess is the bacteria here, I bet they jump around a lot. I bet they have a lot of googly eyes. I bet, okay, I know fungi don't have googly eyes, but if you did imagine the googly eye, I bet they were big risk takers, you know, because we live in Vegas, and I bet they really knew how to dance, and they really knew how to party. So my guess is our fungi would be a lot of fun. I think our bacteria and viruses would be really, really, you know, happening, really, really cool dudes, cool cats, and I think they would also have an affinity towards glitter. You know, in sparklies and bling, you know, because this is Vegas, people. But think about it. Look at how San Diego and Toronto were kind of similar. Maybe, even though they're completely different weather patterns, it's a little bit more wet, maybe, in those cities than Flagstaff. But Flagstaff, a little higher elevation. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I don't- did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about here. I want to apologize for some of the computer issues we're having. Oh, my la la la. Sorry, guys. La la. I still got that toothbrushing article up top. I don't know how that happened. I don't know why the toothbrushing article is there. Okay, let's talk about lonely people. Only the lonely. That's what we need. We need some music, okay? We need the Only the Lonely song for this next one. All right, so lonely people are more prone to have heart disease and stroke. Social isolation raised that risk by about 30%. Exerting the same level of influence, so being lonely, was just as bad for you as anxiety and job stress. They say addressing loneliness and social isolation could have an important role in the prevention of two of the leading causes of ill health and mortality worldwide. That was lead researcher Nicole Valtorta, a research fellow in the Department of Health Sciences at the University of York. So, anyway, you know, here we are. We're worried about obesity. We're worried about what we eat. We're worried about genetics. Yet, what is the one thing all of us are leading ourselves to? And we all are doing this. We're all leading ourselves to social isolation. And yes, you guys do it too. No, I don't. No, I don't. Because when I get home, I go online. I go, exactly. Are you going out with your friends? Are you guys doing poker night? Are you guys, you know, going to church socials? Are you, you know, getting the ladies together, getting the guys together? No. You guys are going home, and you are, you know, directly going to your computer. In fact, when I was on the Doug McIntyre show on KBC, he was talking about how he was in New York, and we spoke about this earlier this week, where he's on the subway, and it was the quietest ride he's ever seen. Rather than everybody talking and everybody, you know, being grumpy and giggling and whatever, everybody has their earphones on and they're staring at their phone. That's it. Everybody just stared at their phone. It was the quietest ride he's ever seen. So we are all moving towards social isolation. I mean, I bet many of you guys, my show is your only outlet to the outside world. Yeah, you know how frightening that is? No wonder you guys are going to be at risk for heart attack and stroke, God forbid. That's horrible. And you know, many of us, we want to work from home. You know, I do a lot of work from home. I caught myself leave the office just a little bit early because I'm like, you know what, I can do this at home. And so, you know, I think about everybody. You know, got back before traffic got bad. I went home. I turned on my computer. I started working from home, and I was happy. I was like, you know, a bug in a rug. I was just, you know, comfortable and all that. Why are we being more and more comfortable being alone? Okay, well, one, you don't have to wear Spanx. Okay, two, you can wipe off your makeup. You don't have to have your hair done. You could burp. You could pass gas. You could, yeah, you know, I mean, I understand why people like to be alone and they don't like to be around other people. But sometimes being around other people is the type of stress we really need. All right, and then you also need a little bit of love. Love always heals the heart. It really does. So for the study, love your wife. Don't love outside the marriage. Okay, that's not good. For the study, Dr. Valtorta and her colleagues analyzed data from 23 previously published studies that in total included over 180,000 adults, more than 4,600 of whom had heart attacks, angina, or died, and more than 3,000 who had suffered strokes. The pooled data showed that loneliness and social isolation were associated with a 29% increased risk of heart attack or angina and a 32% increased risk of stroke. And we know that loneliness has caused weakened immune systems, high blood pressure, and premature death. So, you know, this is another study saying we need to be social. And, I have to go give some of you guys credit. Okay, many of you, like, for example, my mom. Okay, my mom had done very, very well just having a couple close friends her whole life. Right? And then all of a sudden she gets on Facebook, and now she's a lot more social. And you know, so I have to actually credit Facebook and social media for getting her more active and getting her more involved with other people. So on one end, yes, it could increase your social life. You know, a lot of people, social media, they like to put a post up there. And then when somebody likes it or, you know, somebody, you know, comments on it, you know, you could be ignored all day long at work. You know, you could be completely blown off. Your boss could yell at you, but then you come home and you get some sort of validation for your thoughts or opinions online, which is why they could do thousands upon thousands of psychological studies looking at Facebook and how people gravitate towards each other. You know, somebody you would never hang out with, okay, in a social setting like me. I'm a very obnoxious woman who is very opinionated. There are people out there, very, very quiet types, that would no way have hung out with me or would have been really, really intimidated with me, yet they talk to me every day on Facebook because Facebook allows them to. So it's very, very interesting to see the new psychological dynamics. However, I look at Facebook as really, really hurting us, and I'm very concerned about how people just are not going out. You know, I haven't heard of anybody having a poker game anymore. Where's poker night? Well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, people don't like to gamble anymore. They weren't even really gambling with poker games. I mean, maybe they would gamble, I don't know, Starbucks gift cards, or there's tons of things you can do while you're playing poker. You know, or winner, everybody has to chip in and buy them dinner. There's ways, but you just don't see that a lot. You know, anymore. In fact, you know, I didn't go to a Super... Oh, actually, I did. I did go to a Super Bowl party, but I didn't go to playoff parties like we would have, you know, in earlier decades, because I was there on Facebook posting and writing people as we were watching the game. And I had a good old time, but I wasn't around people. And a lot of us, I mean, you know, this is a difficult subject to talk about, because a lot of us, we really look at our socials, you know, network, and we look at our group of friends, and we're like, Lord have mercy. You know, this is who I have to rely on, and it's getting scarier. The older I get, the less friends I have. I can't tell you how many friends I lost when I closed my practice, and I didn't think that was going to happen. All of a sudden, certain people aren't talking to me. Why? Because they can't come in at a moment's notice to see me as a doctor. I'm like, are you kidding me? So people who I thought were close friends aren't close friends, and that always happens to doctors. You know, a lot of people, they just don't like us, you know. They just don't like us. I don't know, they think we're boring. I mean, look, we get all excited about diabetes and fingerprints. I mean, maybe that's why. Maybe we do it to ourselves. I don't know. But, you know, they start becoming friends. Then they come to the clinic whenever they get sick, and they don't have to, you know, wait 4 weeks. And not that I let anybody wait 4 weeks, but, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, my practice closes and they're gone. And, you know, and it's, I knew it happened. I just didn't think it would happen with certain people, and it just does. So you start to look at your pool of friends, and you find that, you know, no matter what, you know, business you're in or position you're in or what age you are, you start to have less and less. We got to fix that. You know, and you know, who's going to drive you to surgery if you need to? Well, I have my wife. Well, I have my spouse. Well, a lot of us are starting to lose our spouses. It's a scary, scary time. So, and not so much lose them for health reasons, lose them because they could do better. Why? Well, they could see that they could do better on Facebook. Look at her profile picture. She looks way better than my wife, and she has no facial hair. You're like, wait a second here. She photoshopped that. Yeah, honestly, guys, we really got to stop photoshopping. I do the same thing. I mean, my pictures are so filtered and angled. And, you know, because, again, I don't want people to see who I really am. I think it's scary. I think I look pretty scary. I really do. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this week's homework is I want you guys to find one of your pseudo friends, and I want you guys to go out physically. I know it's cost money, but I don't know, walk around the park or something. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.